Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill agree more COVID relief is needed. The devil is in the details, but one Peoria lawmaker believes they'll get it done.
We're doing everything we can to try to find common ground and collaboration to get a coronavirus relief stimulus package done.
That's Congressman Darren LaHood. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, December 11th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A new cutting-edge treatment aimed at reducing hospital admissions for high-risk COVID-19 patients is now available in central Illinois. Joe Deacon reports.
Bamlanivimab, simply called BAM for short, is a monoclonal immunotherapy infusion that has received emergency use authorization from the FDA. Dr. Brian Curtis is Vice President of Clinical Specialty Services for OSF Healthcare. He says the lab-made antibody works best when administered within the first 10 days of a patient experiencing symptoms.
It's no different than an antibody that you would produce in your own body, and it's designed to attach to the COVID-19 virus, so it does not bind to the cells within your body.
The one-time infusion is administered through an IV. Patients must meet several criteria to qualify, including not being admitted to the hospital.
The first hurdle for you to meet is that you actually have to be COVID positive, either with an antigen or the PCR test. The second one is that you have to be symptomatic from the COVID infection. So this is not for asymptomatic individuals.
Curtis says initial research indicates BAM prevents one hospitalization per 10 treatments, but the long-term prospects remain to be seen.
We're still kind of waiting to see how effective it is. And so for us, we've only been infusing it for a couple weeks. And so really, it's too early for us to say if it's had any kind of benefit within our rate of hospitalization.
Curtis says the federal government allocates the BAM supply to the states before it is distributed regionally based on need. He says OSF receives weekly shipments, but it's never sure how much they will get until it arrives. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The City of Peoria and the U.S. EPA have finally come to a tentative agreement on getting the city's combined sewer overflow in compliance with the Clean Water Act. The Illinois Commerce Commission has approved a nearly $49 million rate cut for Ameren, Illinois residential customers. The utility says that will reduce individual bills an average of $12 a month. And Kate Gorman is the next chief judge on the 10th Judicial Circuit. The 10th Judicial Circuit covers Peoria, Tazewell, Marshall, Stark, and Putnam counties. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Congressman Darren LaHood says getting a new coronavirus relief package passed remains his top priority this month, even if it means he has to stay in Washington, D.C. until it gets done. Tim Shelley talks with him about its status.
We're doing everything we can to try to find common ground and collaboration to get a coronavirus relief stimulus package done. I remain optimistic. What I have said is, Nancy Pelosi ought to keep us in D.C. Until we get it passed. We have an obligation and responsibility to the American public to get it done. And so I'm working with my colleagues to try to come up with a compromise to get it passed.
There's a lot of talk about what might or might not be in it. Another stimulus. There's talk of state and local government aid, liability protection. What exactly are the sticking points here right now?
Well, for my district in central and west central Illinois, we need to help out our small businesses, whether it's the motor coach industry like Peoria Charter Coach, or whether it's our family owned restaurants, whether it's our banquet facilities and catering entities, or anybody that's in the travel industry, the hospitality industry, or lodging. We have to help them. And so PPP funding, the Paycheck Protection Program, was a lifeline to those small businesses back in the spring. And now we need to have more funding to help those small businesses. Because what I worry about, Tim, is many of those entities that I just mentioned are not going to make it through the winter months unless we're there to help. And so I think first and foremost, we have to have funding for small businesses through the PPP program to give them the resources to get through the next 6 to 9 months. Secondly, I think we have to have money for our state and states, and particularly for our cities and municipalities. I look at cities like the city of Peoria. The last thing that they ought to be doing is laying off firefighters and police officers and city workers because the federal government hadn't come through with resources to help them for revenue loss because of COVID. We haven't given enough money yet there, and so I'm supportive of that. Thirdly, I think we need to have liability protection for our businesses because the last thing that they need to worry about is being sued by class action lawsuits because of COVID. This isn't anything they asked for. This is something obviously that they've been mandated through our governor and to be shut down. And so liability protection needs to be in there. And then obviously help for unemployment benefits, not at $600 a week, but something around $200 or $300 for unemployment benefits for people that are going to lose those benefits, particularly around the holidays. We have to be there for that, for those. So those are four things that I want to see in a coronavirus stimulus relief package, and hopefully we can get it done.
So you're hoping to get this done before the end of this year?
Well, I think we got to get it done either this week or next week. We first of all, we can't leave for Christmas without getting it done. And like I said, Nancy Pelosi ought to make sure that all of the members of Congress don't leave until we get it passed. So I think we have this week and next week to try to get that done.
Congressman, what are some of your other priorities here as we're looking towards the end of 2020 and moving into 2021?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, we need to get beyond the coronavirus pandemic. And now that's not easy, but I'm optimistic about the vaccines. We have to make sure that they are distributed, and particularly our frontline healthcare workers get them first. Then our vulnerable population, particularly our older folks, and then people that have pre-existing conditions. So we have to do that. But the goal ought to be, as we look to 2021, is to get back to the economy we had pre-COVID. Tim, if you go back and look at January and February before COVID, we had the best economy in my lifetime. There was record low unemployment, record low unemployment in the African American community, Hispanic community, across all sectors. Stock market was doing well. We need to get back to that. And so as I look at priorities, it'll be getting the economy back on track and getting people working again after COVID. Those are a few areas that I look forward to working on with my colleagues in the new Congress.
That's Tim Shelley's interview with Congressman Darren LaHood. For more from this interview, visit WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.